Articles by Fearlessly Courageous, from the desk of Dennis Piller. The shield is faith itself. The shield we are talking about is actually faith itself. Would you define faith in your own words? Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the essence of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. It is not just some special answer to prayer, or even this miraculous thing you heard about or witnessed. How about a different definition of Hebrews 11:1? Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. That is what the shield is, faith itself. When an attack comes, you raise up the shield. Raise up the faith inside you and trust God. The shield says, I believe God is telling the truth. It's believing what God's word says because God said it is so, even if it appears otherwise. If your marriage is struggling, or the finances are slim, or there are temptations or infidelity, but God's revealed truth, His Bible says that infidelity and divorce must be replaced with strong communication and sacrificial love. It means we believe that to be true, even though everything says you can't see that happening. That's faith. Truth is fundamentally, at the most foundational level, God's viewpoint on a matter. Can you see there's a strong link between faith and truth? Can you see it's no surprise that the belt of truth is the first place or the first piece of armor, because many other pieces are interconnected with truth in some way? So if you don't know the truth, or if you don't act on the truth, the shield of faith is impotent, impotent. Faith involves knowing the God, our God, knowing Jesus Christ, who has already revealed Himself in the Bible. But faith also involves action. Raising that shield is you in motion. You deciding to trust God. Trust His trust. Do not be moved by what you see. Faith is being certain of what hasn't happened yet, but believing it will. Your scripture to think about is Hebrews 11:1. Lord, thank You for Your word. Thank You for revealing Yourself to me. Thank You for growing me up, for being my dad, my mentor, my savior. Thank You for not giving up on me. Thank You for the faith You've placed in me. Thank You for the community You've placed around me. Thank You for loving me just as I am. Thank You for Your Holy Spirit's revelation of faith and truth. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.